Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. You can send all your prayer requests, correspondence, and inquiries to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. The WIBR Warn Radio can be found on Sayscape, USA.life, MeWe, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Linktree, and Pure Social. You can also listen to our shows on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. We're also found on the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Anchor, and Podchaser. A lot of different avenues that you can listen to the radio on. And you want to go to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com to check out the latest on Steal the Darkness. It's a Christian fiction written in 2017 by the Watchman, Dana Smith. And you can also find out more information about The Rising. It's the second edition to the Steel series, and it will be coming out soon, so we're excited about that. And you can find out more information on The Rising and read Steal the Darkness by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Also, you won't want to miss the shows from last week. Last Wednesday's advocacy show, Prophecy End Time Battle for the Harvest. And Thursday's show, Indignation, Initiation, Invitation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 87. And on Friday's Sound the Shofar, The Spirit of Adoption, Book of Romans, Part 15. You don't want to miss those shows. You can go to warn-usa.com to find them. And also, you don't want to miss the End Time Christian Prophecy interviews that we had with L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Patrick Heron, Dr. Mike Heiser, Benjamin Baruch, and those are on our classic interviews from the past. And also we have the post, The Road of Life Intersects with Death. It is hard to find peace if all you see in the world is chaos and trouble. There is a cure. Find out what this means. And we also have an article, Faultless to Stand Before the Lamb. You can get this article, you can read the article and get the free ebook on danaglennsmith.com. And here we look at the fact of your standing in Christ Jesus and the reward that awaits all those who are in Him, who loved us and died for us. And we also have Perilous Living, Best and Worst of Times. Perilous Living, Chaos in the World. Really? Or is it just that people can't get along? There is hope and the power to overcome. So you can read those articles and more on danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. We also have America's Endangered State of the Union. America and the Nation may be in danger, but we have overcome through Christ Jesus. So we have a lot of articles and shows to listen to by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
Good You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglynsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. We got sun.
Yay. Yeah, we were still getting snow the other day. That was, here it is, past the middle of the month of April, and we're getting snow? No, we don't want it.
Now, it does say April showers bring May flowers, but in our neck of the woods, we want rain.
This was snow, though.
I know. That's the problem. We have an issue. There's a certain technical problem in the way this thing is read somewhere. So we got snow and cold and below freezing.
No, it was miserable.
But all of our plants are doing fine. A lot of ours are used to this weather. And everything is coming up, but we're glad to see that. A lot of issues, though, around the world. Up front, we're talking about America's path to socialism. Now, you know, Towern, you and I have been talking about a lot of things for many, many years concerning this nation. And this is one of these things you and I, neither one, want to see.
Not at all.
You know, and when we look at it, we see certain signs. One of the biggest signs, of course, that many people recognized, of course, was the socialists, communists that we seen get put into the White House and into the Biden administration.
Yeah, that agenda, the socialist communist agenda. We don't want it.
Now, there's a gal by the name of Cheryl Chumley who literally wrote the book on socialist threat. Now, this was an interview that she had done on CBN News. And she's quoted as saying, if one marker of socialism is an overburdensome, overreaching government, then a president who spends his first couple of weeks in office doing nothing but signing executive orders is certainly advancing socialist principles.
That's right.
And that's one of the biggest things we've seen. And of course, Biden, being not in his right mind, spent a lot of time being guided, more than likely, by Rice, who is Obama minion, who spent a lot of time really close to Obama, and Michelle. So there's a lot of issues here. And, of course, Obama and Michelle both, although they went through two terms as president, they're definitely not an American ideal. They don't like America. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like anything about this country. And that's, of course, my personal opinion, but it's based upon what I've seen them do. And, of course, everything the way it's going is not at all new for us.
I don't think that Obama was able to. I think he was disappointed. I don't know this for a fact, but I just think he was disappointed in his presidency because he was not able to bring all the socialism that he wanted to bring in and do away with the Constitution and change it. And I know that Soros, I read somewhere where Soros said he was disappointed in Obama because he didn't take it as far as he was hoping he would.
Now, see, Soros, at the beginning of somewhere along in Biden's new stint as president in the White House, Soros is made the news by donating quite a bit of money.
Several million.
Yeah, to the Democratic cause in this thing.
That should not be allowed to go on.
I know. Talk about padding the buffer zone. Well, see, you know, Obama was on record as saying he's not a socialist. But then, you know, who knows? He definitely wanted to bring in a lot of things. He definitely both denigrated the Bible, the Word of God, and you know, I heard the quotes. So based on that, now whether you can find it online, that's who knows. But I heard the quotes, and I also heard when it, you know, and I mean I heard it. When I was watching, he was saying it, and I also was listening when he said that, you know, there was parts of the Bible, of course, he didn't like as well. So there's a lot of things about Obama that, of course, as a ministry and who we are, that we absolutely opposed. And
well, there's a lot of people that don't like what the Bible says, and they take out the scriptures and what they don't like because it offends their lifestyle. And I'm telling you, God doesn't change. You can't destroy his word or change it or take it away. It's written in the pages of eternity, and God does not change. He's not a man that he would lie, that he should lie.
You know, Financial Issues radio and TV host was on the same interview. His name is Dan Celia. He pointed out about how socialists try to strike quickly. Well, another thing they try to do, and that is they don't tell you up front what they're going to do. We know that quite plainly from a lot of these Soros-backed, well, let's see, there's prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys, and judges, as well as mayors, and as well as governors. And a lot of them, when they're running, will not let the people know exactly what they're going to do. Now, matter of fact, Biden said the opposite of everything what he was saying, of what he actually did. Now, see, the thing of it is that he went on to point out that when socialism has entered into a government, it always moves quickly because the things that they're doing is unpopular. So they move real fast. They want to put it into where nobody can stop it and correct it. Now, see, this is exactly what Biden is doing. This is what Obama did. And so we haven't seen the last of this. And people are coming out every day. People are upset about what is going on. Now, for a year and a half, I've been expecting. I kept it to myself except for a few people, of whom I told that the election would tell me. The Lord pointed out to me that I was to watch that. And based upon who got in there, then that judgment, that would classify judgment. It's actually a choice between what America wanted. And in the process, we've seen an overturning of an election that was through cheating. There's no doubt about that in my book. And of course, what we're doing up in Congress also is all planned. Pelosi is part of it, Schumer's part of it, and the whole nine yards. So this doesn't look good. But yet, you know, the thing of it is that I believe that the Lord is in charge no matter what is going on. And we cover the persecuted church around the world. And we see leaders in power that are wicked concerning the church. And I can go through a list of them, like, for instance, Kim Jong-un. And you can look at China. You can look at India and Pakistan and many others whom we've talked about. You'll have to listen to the shows for those, but every one of those, and I've been on this radio telling people that you, whenever you see problems within a nation, I believe it's a high 90% of the time it's because of the leaders in that country, and of course the makeup of those who make the decisions. And in America, you know, because of what is happening and how it's going, we are in very dangerous area right now. And so you know, most of the people act as if, well, we'll just wait 4 years and we'll get a new president in. And the bottom line problem with that is, in 4 years, you know, you ain't going to have a nation if something doesn't occur to stop it. And so
stop their agenda, yeah. We may not have a country.
So, and of course, that's not going to change anything. You know, I don't worry. I don't even consider what Biden's doing today, nor the House, nor any of the political establishment. I don't care what the news says about it, because I look to the Lord, and he's the one that gave me my commission. He's the one that told me what I needed to do, and this is the bottom line. I'm not going to worry about it, because he let me know way in advance that this, that there would be a major change and a major turn of things. While almost everybody expect Trump to get in, and people would tell me that, I said, well, I'm looking at it from an entirely different viewpoint. And that viewpoint was, it marked a total change, a total difference in what was happening, which would mark a continuation of the judgment. I've been warning of judgment on this nation for many years, and we've had a lot of portions of that judgment. But one day, this nation will fall. Now, whether or not this nation is going to fall under Biden, that's another thing. I ain't worried about the nation falling. But whatever happens, God is in charge, and you need to plant your flag, plant the root of your faith in the Lord, and seek him, and stop paying attention to all of these news hacks.
Amen.
I have been online since practically the beginning. I know just about every trick in the book when we talk about writing stories, targeted stories, paid-for stories and ads, all targeting, all meant to change your mind, making you think that it's current news when it's a promo ad, it's a promo news story, it's something pushed, there's a lot of money behind it. And that's exactly what's been going on when they were targeting Trump. And I got news for you. That stuff only works so long. So with all of that, now, we do have another focus topic, Tower. I'm moving on.
Okay.
And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, America is supposed to be the strongest nation on earth. Now, see, when...
That's right. Supposed to be.
You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when we looked at Trump during those 4 years, he was strong.
Yes, he was, and very much in control, had a plan, and went forth with his plan. And was not wishy-washy and indecisive. And
now you have Biden administration who, you know, I mean, for him to actually answer questions and get in front of people like Trump did or anybody, he can't seem to do. They're even having trouble about having him have his first speech, you know, with the gathering of the House, you know, the State of the Union. And I don't know if he'll have that or not, because he can't really stand before anybody and say anything. So he's really one of those presidents that can be manipulated, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's tragic. And they can't even control the border. Even Kamala Harris, or whatever her name is, she's not done anything about the border. They have no idea what to do with this crisis that is going on.
Well, that's exactly what the governor, Governor Ducey, said down in Arizona, why he called out the National Guard.
Yeah.
And they're sending them to the border because Biden has done nothing. Kamala Harris, of course, hasn't done anything. Nobody seems to care. And most of the news hacks, including those in Congress, deny that there's such a problem at the border. They don't help. Now, see, this is stupidity on the part of Washington.
Well, now, it's very disturbing, because you've got a lot of innocent people down there.
Yeah.
And also you have militants coming in, the people that are against America, that want to destroy America. So it's very disturbing. My heart goes out to all these innocent people down there.
Well, there is a lot of innocents, yes. Not just innocent Americans who are being taken advantage of and invaded, but you have people that are part of that invasion force that
right.
have been misled, misguided.
Yep.
You have children, you have innocent families, and then you have hardened criminals and hardened thugs. And they, not too long ago, they had caught a couple of terrorists that entered across the border from Yemen. And it was down south here that they did. So make no mistake about it, this is not good. And so as we go into this next story, you know, it comes out of Jerusalem, And this is another CBN thing. Of course, they have strong ties in Jerusalem. And they were talking about Iran and China, who signed a 25-year strategic deal. And, you know, of course, the thrust of this was say it could threaten the United States' influence in the Middle East.
It sure could.
But you see, the problem here, both for China and Iran, when you look at prophecy, they both lose out when we look at the coming of the Lord, when we look at the protection of Jerusalem. These are things that we base upon prophecy and what we look at in Scripture. Now, there is no doubt that another war, we've been saying this for probably two decades, there's another war coming to Israel. But thank God it hasn't come yet.
Yes.
But the big thing that happened under Trump that will put this thing, and I beg to differ with Iran, I mean with CBN on this, because of the Abrahamic Accords, which the Trump administration initiated, in peace agreements between Israel and some of Ishmael, the countries of Ishmael, these are the Arab nations, you find that there is a difference here. China and Iran can join, but there's also somebody else that don't like China and pushing its power, and that's India, who happens to be a very, very large country. China is a very, very large country, so, you know, India could make up the difference there. Iran itself is not going to be able to destroy Israel without a good portion being destroyed, especially with Israel being backed up with a lot of these nations that signed the Abrahamic Accords.
That's
and basically,
right.
This goes back to Ishmael and Isaac and the signing of this peace agreement. And how the promise went through Isaac, and but they were both of the sons were promised as a nation. You know, they would have 12 nations under them. So we do have this, and the conflict comes even to today. So there is a lot of things to watch, and of course the Biden administration, I think, is totally inept at even understanding these things. And I don't think Pelosi and the Democrats have showed any sense at all regarding practically anything that's going on. I think they're bipartisan hacks. They showed it during the Trump administration. I think we've had the worst House runs with Pelosi and a lot of these others in there. And I, you know, and that's just the way it is. Because when you follow the essence of judgment on a nation, you're going to find that God does not bless a nation. And he's not going, and you listen to this, he will not bless America. And I've seen a lot of Christians out there saying that America is a Christian nation. America is not a Christian nation. It hasn't been for a long time. It's a nation that has Christians in it. Now, Barack Obama was right when he said that. This is a nation of Christian Jews, you know, and Muslims. And so there's no doubt about that. We have a lot of nations like that. But God will watch over his people. And so the churches need to get updated on this. The churches need to awake. The mega pastors and the pastors, and including the evangelists that have made millions and millions of dollars and sit in their nice, big, fancy whatever they're in and have managed to live in this country and managed to have the gospel and live a lap of luxury, it flies in the face of the Christians that we cover and others cover week after week of persecution around the world and how they're treated. And God will hold you accountable. He will hold America accountable. And he will hold the Christians in this country accountable. And with the filth that's going on in the Biden administration right now, there's no way this God is going to bless this presidency. And he's not going to bless America. But he will look after his people. So you'd better keep your eyes on the Lord. Get it off of the United States. Get it off of Joe Biden. Stop worrying about the news. Stop worrying about what they're going to do. A lot of this stuff you're not going to stop, and you're going to have to understand that stuff is coming. Now, that's not to say that we're going to be destroyed in the next 4 years. I didn't say that. But God has a way of shaking a nation and waking it up. And believe you me, right now we're in part 89 of Isaiah. For over, you know, actually it's a little under 2 years that I've been studying and going through this on our Isaiah studies. And, you know, you learn a lot when you see that. There's a lot of prophecy in Isaiah. And you understand real quickly what's going on.
And I think it even applies to us today.
I do. Yeah, you're right.
You can see it.
You can. So at any rate, we did cover those. It's taken quite a bit of time, but now we're going to be in some of the advocacy stuff. Tower has something up front now.
Yeah, this comes to us from Open Doors, Nigeria, of course. And it is in the remote northern Nigeria's Kufana area. And this area is more susceptible to the Fulani militant attacks, as there is no electricity, there's no boreholes for clean water, no roads, and it's a dense forest that surrounds them. And, excuse me, it's been on Friday, April 23rd, it will be 1 year since this church was, it'll be their 1 year anniversary of being attacked by the militant Fulani herdsmen. And they came into the village, in Pastor Jeremiah's village, around 4 p.m. They started shooting, and the men heard this happening and told the women to flee to the next town. And the men were going to stand their ground and try and protect the village, but then they soon seen it was impossible. They fled in all kinds of different directions, to the rocks, to the forests. And some of them didn't make it out of the community. And, excuse me, and they've cried to the government to intervene, which they've done nothing. They've failed the Christians in this region. And they pray for the Fulanis to change their ways, because some of them were forced into it, but others have hardened their hearts to do this evil. But Pastor Jeremiah says, nothing is too difficult for God. And so they, when the attackers came in, they just systematically started going from house to house, setting fire to everything in their path. And when they got to Pastor Jeremiah's church, they started stacking plastic chairs on top of the benches, on the wooden pews, because they wanted to start a fire, to create a firestorm to destroy the churches. But the benches didn't catch fire. And Pastor Jeremiah says, in God, in his divine way, allowed only the plastic chairs to burn and melt instead of fueling the wooden benches and engulfing the roof. And so this is hard what these people go through. And it's sad to see them. You know, they tried to save their fields because the Fulani were going through burning the houses and stored grain, and so they tried to salvage whatever they could to have grains, even just for a few days. And it's just tragic what they've gone through. But Open Doors has gone into the area and they've helped them, and so that's one good reason to keep supporting Open Doors.
You know, I think that's important. And that's one of the reasons that when we finish these programs, we like you to know that there are people that are working and have connections to the front lines. You know at Tower?
That's right. And thank God they do. Thank God he's made a way for them.
And you read, you know, when we talk about Nigeria, there's so much information coming out of Africa right now.
Oh, it's unbelievable how things have ramped up and gotten so gory.
Yeah, and terrible.
Nightmarish.
Yeah, because they were, the Fulani were involved in the skinning of Christians. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But it's just horrible. So while you're sitting comfortable in America and you're worried about Biden, think about your brethren overseas. And if you look at North Korea, which is still one of the worst persecuted areas, but make no mistake about it, China is a close second. All of Africa is getting terrible as well. I mean, it's hard to put 1, 2, and 3 on these. They're bad. And India's right in there. There's just so much going on. Now, moving on, we have something out of the Christian Newswire, and that's a good little, they have a lot of good information on it, christiannewswire.com. And they had an article on transitioning, sexual transitioning. Now, of course, when we talk about this thing, first of all, Dr. Rachel Levine, who is a man that now identifies as a woman, and, of course, President Biden put him in as a new assistant health secretary. And he is the one that would not at all oppose sex transitioning. Matter of fact, he would push it. But, see, the problem has always been there, especially when you're dealing with children. And Rachel Levine is one of those who believes in letting children have this particular thing. And this is absolutely unconscionable. And there's certain things that this Biden administration is doing right now that is absolutely an abomination. It sets them apart. And make no mistake about it, there's nothing good about it. And
His whole cabinet that he's put in is abominable as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And, of course, I don't know the whole cabinet.
I don't either.
But the bottom line of it is that when I seen them all standing up there, and, you know, the woke community is talking about, blaming the whites and everything else and changing everything, which is a socialist, Marxist type way to overthrow the current standing nation. This is old hat. This is nothing new. We've been tracing this for many, many years. We've been talking about it, warning people long before this woke crock came up. Now, the thing of it is that you look at everybody put in there. You can look at a whole plethora you got blacks, you've got every kind of color you could think of except white. Biden's white. You've got Rachel Levine is white, but they all have lifestyles that are totally off base.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we are not in a nation that is any way, shape, or form a Christian nation anymore. We are in a nation that is flaunting itself, and especially when you throw in the fact of now what they've passed regarding making use of the body parts of aborted babies, which is an abomination. The blood, which I've warned about, is getting even worse. So the judgment on this country is going to be really bad when it really does come through, and it's going to be death and bloodshed. And you can mark my words, you can write them down when it happens. And one day there will be an army that will be going across this whole country, this whole land, and they will be killing and murdering as much as they can. And I hope to God that don't come in our kids, our grandkids, and future grandkids. I hope that's off a long ways away, but it will come, unfortunately. Now.
Well, I wanted to bring something up in here when you mentioned
go ahead.
White. It brought to mind a comment that Chris Cuomo said. He says reform won't happen until police kill white people's kids. And that is very disturbing. He's a white man. I think, would you like us to start with your children? Not that I would advocate for killing, but would you like the police to start with your children?
Yeah. And that's true. And that's typical of CNN, though. They've got a bunch of dipwits up there.
How these people got
in these things, just absolutely. But, you know, the story, though, when we throw in the puberty blockers, and, of course, the medications that they take, you know, you have two, estrogen or testosterone. So if you're a boy wanting to be a girl, you get the estrogen, and vice versa if you're a girl. And, of course, all of this stuff affects your vocal cords, the development of breast tissue, brain development.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what it's like. Now, I've read other studies about this, and there's a lot of warnings about doing this with children. And see, kids are in the age of accountability until a certain age. The Jews know about the age of accountability. Americans don't know dipwit about it. Now, see, whenever you look in an overruling society like a socialist or a Marxist or even a society like Hitler, they know that if you can take the children and you can get them indoctrinated at an early age, you have them for life. And that's the way it is in North Korea, China. It's the way it was with Hitler. It's the way it is with radical Islam. They always start with the children. In America, for many, many decades, we have been indoctrinating our children into things as anti-God, anti-America, the history of America, the true history. We have had teachers and radicals instructing our children and lying to them in every place. So now you have a whole bunch of kids raised without anything. See, we used to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We used to, almost everybody would go to church. We had churches everywhere. We had people talking about Christ. It was an open thing like that. It's not that way anymore. You can see the fall. And so puberty blockers, dear God in heaven, that's the worst thing that we could ever do. Levine is not going to be one to oppose it, and you just have so much garbage going on. You know, sometimes I don't think Biden even knows what century he's in. Because if he had any sense at all, he wouldn't be doing this. And Kamala Harris, She's no help at all. We haven't even heard anything of her as a vice president. We used to see Pence all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, where is Kamala? Well, now we heard she's down south talking to a couple of nations to try to stop them. But I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to promise some money.
Yeah.
That's how the Democrats stops everything, is with money.
Well, you know this, what's really disturbing about this puberty blockers and this Rachel Levine, she was a pediatrician for years, and he should know better than to do this to children, to allow this kind of stuff to go on, because they don't know what kind, it could cause a lot of, I know it will, it can't, not that it could, but it will cause a lot of anguish for these children mentally.
Well, once you get it done, you can't reverse it.
Yeah.
If you go all the way, I mean. Well, moving on here, we're in Cameroon.
Well, these children don't even have the sense and the knowledge and the maturity to deal with these kind of things, to know that they want to change.
That's
They're
right.
being influenced by wicked people.
You know.
Okay, I'm had to add that.
No, that's fine. I'm just moving on because of time. In Cameroon, another place in Africa, and we're just adding it to the list. You have Boko Haram waging war on the people of Cameroon. There was a senior Africa researcher at the Human Rights Watch, Ilaria Allegrozzi, and Human Rights Watch said they surveyed 20 victims and witnesses to 5 Boko Haram attacks since mid-December.
Ugh.
And a group among the attacks on the village, Boko Haram suicide bomber blew up fleeing civilians, and dozen of local fishermen, I remember when this happened, were killed with machetes and knives. And this is the thing that's going on. Now, it's not just machetes and knives, but recent reports, as much as this week, and the end of last week, the beginning of this week, was the fact of them skinning people alive over there. And I was thinking this was not Boko Haram, but the Fulani, because they're really, really bad. But see, radical Islam in Africa is getting absolutely at a really, really bad level. And the thing that's really irritating about it is that where is the UN? Where are the other nations? Nobody. I mean, when you talk about justice, you know, is Russia running in to bring justice? No. Is China running in to bring justice to Africa? Matter of fact, China has put some money in Africa and some money in some African nations. They've been doing that among other regions. Is America stepping in? No. Well, we can't step in right now. And you look at Great Britain, are they stepping in? No. Is the UN, the UN's not doing anything. Nobody's doing anything, and most of these small nations cannot fight it on their own. And, of course, these dipwits come in and they strike people without warning, and most of them have no weapons, and the ones that are doing it have all the ammunition, the auto weapons, and the vehicles to kill as many as they want. It is not a fair war. And, you know, I don't know why people have a hard time understanding that with Islam, you got to kill them. And I'm talking radical Islam. You got to kill them. That's the only other alternative. They're not going to stop. And because we have modern leaders that are so weak, and we have nations that are so self-consumed, and if you look throughout all of Europe, they've already been infiltrated by a whole army of young Muslim men who were part of a group of Muslim extremist army. And matter of fact, who was it now? Turkey. Erdogan, he talked about his army in Europe, and he's quoting about all those young Muslim men who had went across the border into Europe because they had open borders. Now, see, anytime you think open borders is okay, you can look at Europe, because should we have an Islamic war, which we're going to have, Europe is going to be devastated. There's going to be a lot of death up there. And because of Joe Blow up in the White House and those knuckleheads who have been backing him up, you have got even more enemy across there. Plus, you have a whole bunch of innocents that are in the middle of it. People are going to die. And it's not going to be good. We've already had bad things happen. If you want people in, you got to bring them in the right way. You got to bring That's them right. in the legal way. You got to make sure you can take care of them. You got to make sure you have jobs for them. You can't bring them all here and put them on Social Security or something. There's people that do pay into Social Security for retirement. They've been doing it all their lives, and they're getting a little pittance back. But that's it. You can't bring them in and do that. And this is typical of the Democratic doctrine. And so we're moving on. We are back in another, let's see, you got plenty of time for this.
Nigeria, another Nigerian radical extremism. And this is another story that comes to us from Open Doors. It's about Maiduguri. I'm not sure if I said the name of the town right. It had always called itself the City of Peace. But in 2002, a radical Islamic cleric founded Boko Haram. And since then, the city and surrounding area have been the place attacked most by Boko Haram. Now the city is in fear. Of Boko Haram. It's known as the birthplace of Boko Haram. And Amina, and that's not her real name, she's just one of Maiduguri's many residents. And she grapples with the impact of the violence and terror the group continues to rain down on the city. She and her family bear the scars, literally and figuratively, of the attacks that have come to define persecution against Christians in Nigeria. And she says she thanks God she knows the Bible, and the Bible didn't hide anything about persecution from them. She said anything can happen anytime, and a Christian should not be afraid. Through the years, that deep faith has been put to the test over and over. And at one point, long ago, fear wasn't even a part of their life. And Amina lived with her husband and Daniel and their five children. She had four sons and one daughter. They were active members in the church. They supported and helped others as where they could. And when the Boko Haram insurgency sprouted in the northeastern corner of Nigeria, leaving the area wasn't even a thought. And they didn't even know that the Boko Haram would come to them. But on October 2nd, 2012, when the family was inside trying to escape the sweltering 97-degree heat watching TV, they heard pounding on the gate that led to the family's yard. The kids tried to warn their parents, but all they could do was watch as Boko Haram fighters forcefully entered the yard. And once they were inside, there was pandemonium. They began to shout at the family. They told the boys to lie down on the floor. And they told the husband to give him the car keys, all their documents, where's your money? And so they took everything, all the documents, the clothes, even the children's clothes. And then one fighter told her husband, Daniel, today is your day, tomorrow is not yours. And she realized the horror, what the men were planning. And when she heard that, she started to pray. She said, God, I don't want to be a widow. Please help me, Lord. And she was forced to watch as the attackers took her son and husband outside, and they wanted them to denounce Christ, and they refused. And so Boko Haram told them, if you're not going to denounce Christ, we are going to kill you today. And they still refused, and her husband died with a prayer to Jesus on his lips. And they moved on to the sons, and she watched as her sons' throats were slit, leaving them to die as the families fled home. As they fled the family's home. And she frantically called for help. The sons were miraculously spared from the attack, and they were hospitalized for about a month. And they were ashamed of the scars that they had on their neck. And now, you know, they realized later that it was a testimony. The scar is evidence of the existence of God. And unfortunately, Amina suffered severe post-traumatic stress and depression. And by God's grace, she received trauma treatment and has slowly learned to live without her husband and be a single parent. And that's part one. We'll do part two next week.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, that puts it in a different light when you talk about that.
Oh, it does.
And these stories are gut-wrenching. Make no mistake about it.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, another story that we have comes out of Turkey. this is International Christian Concern. And we've talked about him before. His name is Father Sefer Aho. And I can't say the last name. But he is a Syrian priest, a Syriac priest. He was from a monastery, and 2 years ago, 1 month, he's been in prison on terrorism-related charges. And he was detained alongside 12 others because of the PKK. Now, the PKK are a group of people that Turkey, Erdogan, absolutely hates. And when you look at in Syria, for instance, in Kobani, there's a group in there that was in Fulani, the Kurds, who are of the same descent as the PKK people, except these PKK is more of a terrorist thing trying to regain the land. But at any rate, Erdogan and Turkey have been really after them. But the thing of it is that the reason I wanted to bring this up, this is a guy that is a priest, okay? He knows the Bible. And a lot of these people around the world that are Christians know the Bible. They all don't have the Bible, but most of them have a place where they can meet and they have a Bible that they read. One of the biggest requests that is coming in, and that's for Bibles overseas. And so, you know, we've been involved with another organization that gives out Bibles. And these are in some of the hardest areas for Christians to work in. And we're seeing signs and miracles and wonders like you've never seen. But he explains why he got caught. He said, two members of the organization, this is the PKK, Turkey hates them. Anybody that helps them is in trouble. And they came to the monastery in 2018 and they asked for food. And he said, I gave it. And of course, someone reported it, which is not unusual. And so, through the bishop, one of the commanders, you know, the security, came to talk to him, and he didn't deny it. And he said he wanted security measures to be taken so this incident would not happen. But, you know, he wanted him to stop him from doing it, but no security measures. But he said, I would give no matter who came to my door. I tried to do it. I need to do it religiously and philosophically. I cannot lie as I am a priest. I did it not in order to aid an organization, but due to my faith.
That's right.
Philosophically, I cannot tip off either. It is also religiously the case. I do not leave the monastery anyway. He was charged with being a member of the organization, but listen, he's a Christian. Someone, if your enemy comes to you and wants food, and that's exactly, you can find that in the Gospels.
That's right.
You give them food. And this is what he's saying. And there's times that the laws of God overshadow the laws of man. That's even in America, folks. No matter what Biden does, no matter what this country does, you as a Christian believer are going to have to make a choice on who is the most important thing in your life, or what is, the Lord and the gospel of Jesus Christ, or America and its laws that are changing. I mean, you're the one that has to make the decision. Nobody can make it for you. This priest had to make a decision, and I congratulate him.
Yes.
And so remember this. There's a lot of them that are in prison, and justice is skewed. And we find this around the world. We find it, you know, invariably in Pakistan and India, where the cards are stacked against them because one is a Muslim nation, the other is a Hindu nation. So we see a lot of this kind of thing. And I think this is where we need to understand, wake up, and, you know, really evaluate, I think, you know, where we're at.
That's right.
Because look at us in America. You know, we've got a long ways to go. A lot of people do not believe this is where we're going. And see, look at what's happening even in Portland over there. They're rioting again. These are socialists and others. Not only who's rioting, but the ones who are politically in charge do nothing.
Yeah, that's it's horrible. It's going on in other places in the nation as well.
It is.
Minneapolis,
yeah.
Chicago probably.
Yeah. So nobody, you know, I mean, if you think this country is going to make it because it's divided, you're nuts.
That's part of their agenda.
That's exactly right.
To do that, to bring a country down.
And once this thing goes down, and I've been warning about this over two decades, that the fall of America is going to be worse than the Soviet Union in any other place. And I've interviewed other experts on this. We've discussed this openly many years ago. I don't do interviews anymore. I stick right in a path where I need to be. But the bottom line of it is that the agreement is you do not want to be here. And I can tell you that a major person who many people know, we were talking about, he wrote a couple of books on this. And he just told me, he says, when this begins to happen, he just thinks he's going to get killed. It's going to be that bad.
Well, you're right. I believe it will be worse than it's ever been for any other nation, because where much is given, much is required. America has been blessed beyond measure, and we've taken it for granted.
That's right.
And we deserve the judgment, actually.
But we do see God
intervening.
I don't
want it.
We do see God intervening.
Yes,
we do see miracles and signs and wonders. But remember, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. That's a scripture you'd better not forget.
That's right.
And so with all of this, we're coming to the close of the show. We're going to have to wrap her up.
Okay, well, we're thankful and we're blessed to have you join us whenever you do. We appreciate all you do for the Lord, and may He bless you richly and make his face shine upon you, and look to Him in all your distress and troubles, because He is ever faithful. And we love you, and we hope the best for you, and we pray for you. So take care. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We are working on a lot of things on our Watchman Institute site at Dana Glenn Smith, because we're getting the books lined up and for the Steel series. This is an important series because I began this a lot of years ago, and it has a lot of prophetic prophecy stuff in it. It's very relevant to what's happening in America today, especially the rising. I urge you to watch out for this and get the book when it comes out. We're working on everything. It's going to be a while before we do get it out, but we got to get all the other stuff going too. So until next time, pray for the persecuted church. Pray for these people that we've mentioned tonight. There is a lot of stuff going on. And remember, find some of these organizations, and if you can do it, give them a donation to help them meet the needs of the brethren overseas. Remember those who are in bonds and being persecuted, as if it was Christ Himself. Remember them. Do not forget them. You can forget me, you can forget Tower, you can forget our ministry, you can forget America, but do not forget the brethren in Christ. In Jesus' name, we ask you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.